Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a very spacey brainstorm. Today, we are talking about another Pinterest find I stumbled upon about Dr. May Carol Jemison. So it's fun to talk about a contemporary figure that we can go find her Instagram profile. So go follow her on Instagram. She's interesting and wonderful.
Ooh.
And now I'm going to tell you why.
Ooh.
May Carol Jemison was born October 17th, 1956, in Decatur, Alabama. In high school, she expressed an interest in STEM careers, but also was sort of theatrical and loved dance. But as she progressed into college, she went on to Stanford and received a National Achievement Scholarship, got her bachelor's degree in science and chemical engineering in 1977, and then went on to medical school at Cornell University. So she received her MD in 1981 when the hair was big and the skirts were short.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Leg warmers. I don't know if she wore leg warmers. You could ask her on Instagram.
That's true.
So she spent 2.5 years in the Peace Corps as a medical officer for Sierra Leone and Liberia. But she did that for a couple few years, and decided, wouldn't it be great if I could also do some of this doctoring and researching in space?
So as one does.
As one does. As a Black woman, a woman in the 80s alone, and then happening to be Black.
Wow.
She decided, let's try this in space. And so she did. That's the very short version. And we're done. Good job, Dr. Jemison.
Yay.
She applied for admission to NASA's astronaut training in 1985 in October. But if you'll recall, the Challenger disaster was in January of 1986. So while they were all still in the application paperwork process, that was full stop for that program for a while. But on June 4th in 1987, Mae Jemison became the first African-American woman to be admitted into the NASA training program.
That's why her name sounded familiar. You said her name and I was like, she's important, but I can't think of why.
So Dr. Jemison, when she applied a year later after the Challenger disaster, she was one of 15 candidates chosen. There were 2,000 applicants. So the thing that I was thinking about on my way over this morning is just the reality of being individual, trying to get into space is hard. And then to be a woman who's Black, that's a lot of no's and a lot of closed doors, potentially. Mm-hmm. And so to have navigated that and continued to push for it, I just am so impressed with the effort to get to that place and delighted that she did.
Wow. So when did she go into space?
June 4th, 1987. So was that like the 25-year anniversary right now?
I don't like that. I don't like that.
24.
That was like yesterday.
It was. I know. So she went into space on September 12th, 1992. She became the first African-American woman in space. That's when the Endeavor went on mission STS-47. Her title was Science Mission Specialist. And so she conducted crew-related scientific experiments on the shuttle. So she conducted experiments on weightlessness and motion sickness on the crew and herself.
Mm.
And she spent more than 190 hours in space before returning to Earth on September 20th, 1992.
Hmm.
That was her one mission with NASA, and she spent some time with them, but ended up leaving the Corps in March 1993 because there was more to do for her. So she accepted a teaching fellowship at Dartmouth and is now an environmental professor focused on designing technologies for sustainability. And so now she has several branches of what she does that are about making access for other Black girls to have the opportunity to become Black women in space. Oh, but here is why I found her. I just got to the bottom of my notes. I'm like, that's done. She's terrific. But here is the most delightful pop culture thing. She was on an episode of Star Trek. LeVar Burton sought her out because he had heard she was a fan of the show. And he's like, would you like to come and be on the show? And so she got to be, and I'll link to the episode. So
what?
She's been a TV astronaut in Star Trek and a real astronaut in real space.
I'm not achieving enough.
I felt that way. She's probably one of those people that sleeps from midnight to 5 a.m. and then she's back up and at it.
Well, if you are on Earth or in the International Space Station, if you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out our Instagram, and our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.